And I'm sitting with Gerhard Enns here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and it is the 29th of July, 1995. And I'm going to work with Gerhard, and we're going to see if it's going to be interesting to go through some of these questions. Okay. This is the place where the talking goes in.
Oh, yeah.
So I think if you just talk, it will go in.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll just ask the question, I guess.
But if I don't know, I just say I don't know?
Yeah, say anything.
Yeah.
Because,
I most likely don't know everything, but you want to know it.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's right. And I don't, I think these are just suggestions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just some lines to think about. Because they start out with things, of course, that just to establish. Okay. It asks, what is your name? You can say.
Gerhard Enns.
All right. And when were you born?
On the 3rd of February, 1928.
28, yeah, just after I was.
Yeah.
And where were you born?
In Neuendorf, Ukraine.
Ah, okay. And where is Neuendorf?
That is about 15 kilometers west of the Dnieper.
Ah.
By Zaporozhye.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. What was your father's name and what village did your father's family come from?
My father's name was Franz Enns, and he's born in Neuendorf.
Yeah. Neuendorf also?
Yeah.
Ah. And when and where did he die?
I don't know.
What do you know about it?
All I know is he was in 35 or 36.
Yeah.
He was taken away under Stalin coup, you know.
Yeah.
At that time.
And he just was
he
taken away?
Yeah, he never heard anything from
him. You never heard anything?
No dead and no none.
Did any other men get taken away at the same time?
Oh, yeah, there was about 30 or something taken out of or town, you know, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you remember about it?
Yeah. I remember about them that there's only one came back. That was my uncle.
Uh-huh.
That was my uncle. He was married to my mother's sister.
Yeah.
His name was Heinz Dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't sign it. They just about killed him there, wherever he came. You know.
He wouldn't sign
it. Wouldn't sign it that he was guilty. You know.
Ah.
And they tortured him there for about a year, I think.
Yeah.
He didn't sign it, so they finally had him go. Had to let him go, and he had to promise them not to say anything what was happening here.
Oh.
And he didn't say anything, probably to his wife, yeah, but to us, you know, to the rest of us, he didn't say anything until the Germans were there, you know. Then he said it. Then he said it.
And he told
us the story. Yeah.
He told the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember them coming? Soldiers coming to your house to take your
father? Well, they were the NKVD there was no KGB. That time was NKVD there.
Oh, it wasn't the soldiers?
Oh, no, that was the...
the police? The secret police?
CIA, what is he in the States?
Yeah, CIA.
CIA, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you remember?
The Geheimpolizei, secret police.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they came to your house, or what happened?
Yeah, they always would come at night.
Always at night?
At night they would come, and they'd say, when your wife wanted to pack anything, he says, don't worry, don't pack anything, he's going to be back tomorrow. He never come back. That was it.
All right, I'm going to stop this. All right, the recording has started again. It sounds like it's working.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead. Do you want to say anything more about that? Do you recall anything that you'd like to add about that? Did you hear anything later at all that might add to it?
No, not.
You didn't?
Not there.
Were any other relatives taken at the same time?
Yeah, my oldest brother was taken too.
Oh, your oldest brother?
Was Cornelius.
Oh, that's when Cornelius was taken?
Yeah, he was taken on my birthday. On the 3rd of February he was taken.
And did Cornelius?
No.
You've never heard from Cornelius?
Never heard from him again.
Yeah, from Cornelius either.
No.
All right. Number three is, what is your mother's name and what village did she come from?
My mother's name was Maria Dick, born Maria Dick, and she came from Neuhorst. That was about 10-15 kilometers, to the west. You know.
To the west?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It was a small town.
It was a small town, too. Okay. And when and where did she die?
She died here in Canada. About 12 years ago, I think.
Yeah. And she's buried then, did you say, in Brooks? Or?
Yeah, in Brooks. She's buried in Brooks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she died of old age.
Yeah.
93 years old.
Yeah. Okay. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Yeah. Well, I had two brothers and four sisters, I think, altogether. Well, with the half brother, you know.
Oh yeah. So Cornelius was the oldest.
Yeah, and he was my half brother. You know.
Well, he was a half brother.
Yeah.
All right. Who came next?
Susan.
And she was then, a half sister or full sister?
Yeah. No. They're all half sisters.
Oh, all half sisters.
Then Anna. And then Helen.
Huh.
And then my sister, my real sister, Mary.
Yeah.
And then my Frank. My real brother too, you know, and then me.
And then you.
Yeah.
So you were the youngest.
Yeah, I'm the baby.
Okay. Then it says, how did your parents decide on the children's names?
Well, that's no, I don't know. Well,
how in the world?
It's usually, since there was only one name, you know, like Scare.
Yeah, no middle
name. They would take, usually, the oldest boy, when he was born, he went after the father's name, and the oldest girl came after the mother's name, you know.
Oh, is that the way it worked?
Yeah. That's why Cornelius, he was actually, you know, he was the oldest actually, but he thought he get some more boys, you know, so he named them after his brother, you know.
His brother?
Yeah.
I see.
There was a Cornelius Ernst, that was my father's brother.
I see. Okay. And like you say, did the name show importance in some way?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah. Except that, he named it after your brother. Okay. And asks about middle names, and nobody in the family had middle names.
No, for some reason, nobody. Nobody did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, did your mother tell you anything about the old country in South Russia? Well, you were there.
Yeah.
So this question isn't...
I probably was too young to know much about it, you see.
At
that time.
Yeah. Now it talks about your grandparents. Did you have any grandparents living when you were there?
Yeah.
Did you see them ever?
Oh yeah. I had a grandfather.
Did you?
His wife had died already.
Yeah.
Know. But I think she was dead already when, well, a long time before I was born.
Was it your father's father or your mother's father?
My father was my mother's father.
So he was a dick?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you remember about him?
Well, he didn't live in Neuendorf, he lived in Neuhorst, you know, that's where my mother comes from.
Sure.
All I know is that he never remarried, but since my mother was the oldest, he told her, you gotta take over the family, you know.
Oh,
and she raised all those kids, you know.
And she raised the kids.
And there was 10 alive, and she and 15 kids, but 10 alive. And
And did you ever visit that?
Oh yeah, we visited once. Oh. Oh, we visited lots.
Yeah.
Naturally, you had to walk.
Did you?
Oh yeah.
You walked over there?
Well, yeah, you walked there all the time. Well, what else would you do?
10 miles.
Well, no, it wasn't that far.
Wasn't that far.
No.
All right.
I would say about 3-4 kilometers, you know.
Oh, 3-4 kilometers. Well, that's still a long way.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Still a long way. Okay. Now, it's asking you about to describe Neuendorf a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it looked like at all?
Yeah. Was a nice big town, nice houses out, mostly brick.
Mostly brick.
Yeah.
And it did it have what? How many people would you say when you lived there?
Yeah, about 1,010.
1,000 people.
Oh yeah, 1,700, I think.
That's a better big town.
I think that was the biggest town there, wherever, you know.
The what?
Neuendorf was a big town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And it had to have had a church in the town.
Oh yeah, big church.
And what kind of church was it?
Mennonite church.
It was a Mennonite church?
Yeah.
Okay.
A two-story church.
Oh yeah. And what did it look like that you recall?
Yeah. Well, it was made from bricks, but the big piece, you know.
Stone. Stone church.
Yeah, stone church.
Ah.
But the bigger ones, you know, pieces.
Oh.
Not the you know, like the bricks are like the you see here.
Yeah.
They were all the bigger ones. You know.
Bigger. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. And did it have any kind of stores or school? What about your school? Did it have a school near the church?
No. The school was about a kilometer away.
Kilometer away?
Oh, yeah. From the church.
Oh.
And since we lived there, we had to go every day, every morning, a kilometer to school and back.
Oh. Did the school serve people in other villages or just people in Neuendorf?
Yes, Neuendorf, but then once they got higher education, then they came to Calgary, to Neuendorf to learn, yeah.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Now, what kind of terrain was it around Neuendorf? It was near the river.
Yeah.
How near to the river was it?
It was just a river, just a,
right,
more or less just a creek, you know.
Oh, it wasn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was water there all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But not a huge river like you see the Bow River or something like that, you know.
Yeah. That was not the Dnieper, but that was...
No.
You were... But,
oh, yeah.
It was quite a ways from.
Like you say, about 14 or 15 kilometers. In
that's what the
distance
is. I see. Mm-hmm. All right. And when you say that it had big brick houses, anything else that you remember what it looks like?
It was a nice town, you know.
Yeah, nicely kept up.
And it brought the delegation, like from France from France or Italy, you know, in communist, they would always bring them to our town, to our town, because it was nice there, you know. They would never bring them to the Ukraine villages. Then they say, that's how we live, you know.
I see. So they brought them to a German village.
Oh yeah.
And said that's...
Yeah. And they were the communist delegation. I never knew if there was at that time. And, I don't mean from Germany, it was from Poland.
Poland. Italy, France.
Yeah.
Oh.
France, Italy.
So, they were trying to make believe that...
Oh yeah. That's how we live.
That's how they lived, huh? Yeah. So, when you were coming into the town from the outside, say from your grandfather's town, what would you see when you came into town? Mm-hmm. What did it look like?
Well, there was a windmill there.
Was it?
They broke it down later on. The same windmill that they got there in Holland now.
Yeah.
They broke it down. I think when I was 3 years old, so they must have broke it down in about 31 or 32. They took it down.
Took it down.
Yeah.
But it was a working mill.
Oh yeah.
And what did they mill? Was it for milling grain?
Yeah. Whatever it was, you know, to mill.
Yeah. So they made their own flour.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a big steam mill there too. It was farther down. They took that down and they made a high school out of that, you know.
And what did they have? Oh, it was a steam run mill.
Yeah.
It was a mill for flour and things.
Oh yeah, that was why
it was run by steam.
Yeah, yeah.
And they stopped that and
made
a school.
Yeah.
Well, the question is now asking about any of your ancestors, grandpa or something. Do you remember them ever talking about wanting to go back to Germany?
No, I don't think so. Nobody talked that much.
No.
Everybody was scared.
So you didn't really dare talk about it?
No.
Because if you would talk about wanting to go back, it would be unsafe.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would say, they would come. Yeah.
I remember there was a guy, he had a blacksmith shop, naturally.
Yeah.
Naturally they took it away, but he was a German citizen.
Yeah.
And he went back to Germany, he quit in 30 some.
Ah.
Yeah. He came back to visit there. Yeah.
Oh,
go up and down.
He could go back.
Yeah, because at that time, I think in 29, they closed the border. Nobody could go up and down. Until then, people went. Lots of people came to Canada here.
Yeah.
In the 20s, you know.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, when your father was taken away, then you couldn't. Sounds like you couldn't even talk about it.
No.
Because it would be dangerous.
Yeah.
But what happened to you? What happened when your father?
Couldn't. I was so young then, yet you know.
You don't remember what?
No.
How did you? Where did you stay?
Well,
did you stay in your own house?
Yeah. And then my mother had to go to work. That's what they did. It was 50 or 60 men taken away out of our town, and then the woman had to work to make a living.
They were, your father was running a farm.
Yeah.
Like all the other
before.
Yeah, before.
Then when they was taken away, they had not.
Then the women had to run the farm?
No, there was no more farm.
Oh, they took it away?
Yeah, that was all collectively there by that time. Oh yeah, that was in 28 or 29. That's when they took all the farm away already, you know.
So,
yeah. but all collective, you know, everything was collective. You had to go and work there. Your horses were gone. All your machinery was gone. They're all down there.
And you had to go work.
And you had to work there.
At the farm. Yeah. Now, did your father work there?
Yeah.
Have you worked there until he was taken away? Do you know if your family received letters and things from Germany when they lived there?
No. No, I don't think so.
You don't recall it?
I don't think we had anybody in Germany.
You don't have?
We had uncles here in Canada.
Yeah. Well, now that they're asking about life here before the communists took over, and they're asking about how property was inherited.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when it came down from father to who would get it after the...
Most likely the youngest boy in the family.
The youngest boy.
He would get it, and he would have to take care of his father then for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I think that's around there. That's how it worked.
That's what I understand, that's the way.
Yeah.
And the older boys would have to be out.
Yeah.
And
well, they were all marrying again, you know what I mean.
Did their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the boys got it. And of course, each child did not inherit equally because the youngest one got the farm.
Yeah, well, since I was born in 28, I don't know too much about it, because nobody had did owe anything by that time.
You were gone. You would have gone.
But land was all in the collective.
In the collective.
You had to go and work.
And you would have gotten the land.
Yeah, most likely, I don't know.
Because you would have stayed and take care of your husband, your father and mother. Ballot's asking if you spoke German as a child. Of course you did.
Yeah.
And did you know what dialect you spoke?
It was a low German. It was a dialect. It was a low German.
It was a so-called low German.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what other names did it have? Was it like Schwäbisch or was it?
No, Plattdeutsch.
It was Plattdeutsch.
Yeah. If you wouldn't know a good German, you would only catch about half the words, you know.
Because it was so different.
Yeah, it was different.
High German.
I see.
Yeah. But now, then your people came from the Low Country in Germany?
No, we came from, well, let's see, in Friesland. That's where this man assignment was.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And from there, we came to
Poland.
Around Danzig. Yeah.
Yeah. Around Danzig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from there, we emigrated when Queen Catherine II.
Yeah.
She was German, and she knew how good the farmers there was in Germany.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she let anybody that was home freedom of religion.
Oh yeah.
Couldn't have to be
military
going to war.
Yeah.
So we went there.
Do you know if the whole group of Mennonites went together to form Neudorf? Or how did that work?
I don't know exactly how that worked,
yeah,
you know. I don't think I ever heard that. Well, nobody was nobody came from there. They all was born in the Ukraine already.
Sure. By the time you came along.
Yeah. Well, even my parents were born I think my grandfather was
even
born.
Grandfather.
Was born there.
Yeah. Well, it's asking about what you did as a small child. Did you have chores and things you had to?
Well, when I was 6 or 7 years old, I went to school already in the summertime. there was no fences there, barbed wire fences.
Yeah.
I was herding calves, you know.
Oh, you did.
For the collective, yeah. So right there. I had to watch so they wouldn't go in the grain and stuff like that. And
so you had to work for the collective.
Oh, yeah,
also?
Yeah. There was no such thing as a limit of work, you know. Work. So I worked there in the summertime.
That's right. You never worked there when it was. You never. It was communist before you were born.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the one in 28 and in 18, 19, that was communism there already. Yeah.
So already the collectives were established?
Yeah, well,
before you
they started later, yeah, that's right. But they started later, they started in the 20s.
In the 20s. Yeah. Oh, I see. So what kind of chore did you just not like to do at all? Mm-hmm. What did you dislike doing as a child?
Oh, I don't know.
Hard to say.
Yeah. It's long ago.
You don't remember the bad things. Yeah. It's asking about if you didn't do the work which was assigned to you, mm-hmm. how did they discipline you? Mm-hmm. The boys that didn't do the work, what kind of punishment did they get?
Mm-hmm. I didn't think they got much punishment. I did what they had to do.
Like you say, you were scared to death anyway.
Well, at that time you were so young, you know, you weren't scared much.
You know,
the older people were scared. I mean.
Yeah. When did you start raising rabbits and things?
In 35. You know.
3, 4, or 5.
Yeah, once my brother and me were big enough, you know.
Yeah. And, after your dad was gone.
Yeah.
You had to.
Yeah. Well, even if they're that, we had no other meat. You know.
So you're required to.
Yeah.
Bring meat to the market.
Yeah.
Not to the market, to the.
Yeah.
To the collective.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the collective that required it.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to bring so many pounds of meat.
The collectors.
Yeah, the same. You had one cow and you had to bring so many liter of milk.
Liters of milk.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, let's see. So you went to school and your first school was, you were able to stay in a German school?
Yeah, we learned 2 years, it was all German.
2 years.
And then the third year I went to school, it was all Russian, like, you know. There was 1 half an hour week, yeah, that was German, you know.
Only 1 half hour?
Yeah. And 1 half hour was Ukraine, the rest of all Russian.
Uh-huh.
And there's quite a bit of difference between Russian and Ukraine, you know.
Yeah.
Because some people say it's the same.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Ukraine language is closer to Polish than it is to Russian.
Yeah.
You see, alone when you say in Ukraine, you say papir, you know, and in Russian you say bumaga.
Uh-huh.
And in Polish and Ukraine you say groshi, you know.
So.
And in Russian you say деньги. That's money.
So different words and
different, completely different one. There's a whole bunch. In
oh, yeah. Did you learn to speak Ukrainian too?
No, I never. Well, what do you learn in half an hour a week? Or you don't learn Ukrainian.
No.
I never learned it. You know?
Yeah.
So how? Everybody spoke Russian, you know.
Yeah, you had.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, well, everybody. They just said, well, like I say, There's 5 hours when you go to school, there's a woman, you know, all Russian, everything is Russian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, tell me about this collective. Was it, there was a central place where you had to take things, or how did that work?
Yeah, there was a, it worked like our town, it was so big, it had 7 brigades.
Yeah.
You know, wherever you were there, closer to, that was your brigade, you know. And the farther down, there was, or things were so big, or village was so big, they had 7 brigades in there, you know.
Oh.
Like, and that's where you were.
And who did you report to?
Well, you went down there in the morning, you went up and you went down there, and they say, tell you what to do.
Who ran it?
Yeah, there was a brigadier.
A brigadier?
Yeah.
So he was he an army person? Or?
No. He was one of our town. They voted him in, I think, or something like that.
So he was somebody from your town?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Was he German?
Yeah.
He was German?
Yeah. He
was assigned to that?
Yeah.
Task. Yeah. Was he considered one of your people, or was he considered like an enemy?
No, was considered.